Begin the current daf Masech the Shabbos daf Ein Vav. Begin Amen Aleph. Begin with Tez de Bemaschal. Tez begins the words of the Gemara. Achila al de'at chak. Eating under extreme circumstances. Lo yesh machila is not considered eating. Tez can explain when do we say that and when do we not say that? Because the Gemara said Machlikish Rebbe Yechon Shlakish regarding if someone takes an atza, which is camel food, in a mouthful of a cow for a cow. Rebbe Yechon says yipata because. Although a cow, under extreme circumstances, would eat it, what's called achil de'atchak, that's not considered eating, and therefore you're going to be pater. Shlakish like mechayev, because achil de'atchak is considered achila. But that bothers Taisus. He says, but v'had the amah beperket zareg, but this is the Gemara says in Baba Kam Dav Yud Tesama base. Achila de'atchak shma achila, that eating under extreme circumstances is considered eating. And therefore an animal that goes into the chatzra of the nizik, and he eats that which is, and eating under extreme circumstances is going to have to pay nezik shalom like the mazik of shen. It's not considered mishunda. It's considered ma'is achila of shen. The Gemara over here says according to Yechon, it's not considered eating. And that says taisis hanamila in nizakin. That was said regarding the laws of damages. Regarding the laws of damages, we say that's considered shen. The lechashvin the mishunda. It's not considered something that's deviant. It's considered an act of eating. Avlachshuva in Shabbos, because to make it a considerable act of Haitzah and Shabbos regarding that it's a Maisa of something that would be eaten, that's not considered something that would be eaten, and we say we presume that generally a cow does not eat it, and therefore it's not considered as Achila. So Tay says, although, yes, for the laws of Nizaki Behem, we say it's Achila Zutchak, Shma Achila, and you be Chayiv Nezik Shalom, like the law of Shein Hamazik, but regarding Shabbos, such a Bechon says it's not considered Achila. Next, Tay's the Master begins the words of the Gemara, Eid v'idi chad shiruhu. They're both the same share. Tries to explain then why didn't the Tana say the more general generic term of gregris? That is, the Gemara asked, how can we say in the Mishnah the hashir of taking out amir on Shabbos vaitzah is a mouthful of a lamb? But the Bright says it's a shir of a gregris of a dried fig. So the Gemara says, as our Taisa Damascus says, that's the same shir. So then Taisa is bothered. So then as Taisa says, and then why did the Mishnah say the terminology of it's a mouthful of a lamb? Why didn't it say that of a dried fig? It says, Lashmin is coming to tell you, the Mishum Achilas Tleh, because it's eaten by a lamb, Nasnu B'chacham Shirzeh, that's what the Chum gave the Shir for taking out this product on Shabbos, because this Amr is eaten by lambs. Dinoka Kagurgis, because if you would say the measurement of a dried fig, we wouldn't understand why the Chum gave the Shir. It's not humans don't eat this, so why would you give a Shir B'Gregris? We tell you the wording that would let you know that it's because of the lamb that eats. Turn next to Master says begins words of the Gemara, because they don't have the same measurement. Shteis can explain, but things that do have the same share that they do combine. And that is, the Mishnah said that the reason why the moist leaves don't combine with the dry leaves of the onion and garlic is because it's not the same share. The moist ones are kagregris for humans, and the dry ones are kamalei piagdi, eaten by the goats. So therefore, they don't combine. But it says Teis Abul Oisim Shishabu, but those that have the same measurement could go in Omer. Where they all have the same share of a gregris. So then, Starfin, then they do combine. And so it's also there's other cases that combine. The Gemara later on tells us the more severe measurement with the more lenient measurement. Like, for example, the straw for that of atza, which that is going to combine lamali pigamal to the mouthful of the camel. Now, it's tastes for ones. Although, as the Gemara tells us, straw is not really fit for camels, but that's on its own. And so therefore, seemingly it shouldn't combine. So that says, Taisis, Shema Agava Atza Huro, maybe together with the Atza, the Tevin would be eaten by the camel, and if it does combine with the Atza to be liable for the Kamalei Pigamal, like the Gemara tells us, the Chamer is Mistarv to the Kal. So Taisis told us that things that have the same measurements, they do combine. So to something that's a more severe, which is a smaller measure, combines with something that needs a larger measurement, which is more called kal. For example, tevin, which is the smaller measurement of pi para, combines with that of atza, which is the larger measurement, more lenient, of the pi gamal. So although Taisa says tevin is really not fit for gamal, but it combines and says, Taisa, maybe the reason is because actually it is edible when it's together with the atza, and therefore it would combine. Next, Taisa, the Master says, begins the words of the Gemara, habeget vasak. The garment with the sackcloth, hasak va'ar, the sackcloth with the hide, b'chulu, etc., which Tosfos can explain, that specifically like this order mentioned in that Mishnah. That is, the Gemara brought that even species that are not the same type, they're going to combine for the chamer to the kal. That the Gemara asks, but what do you mean? We learned regarding garments and sackcloth and leather that they don't have the same shear. and they all are independent. But still we say that the Cham is going to be mistarved to the Kal. And the Gemara says, why? Because they all have the Tumas Meishim together, if it's going to combine. But it sounds good out there. They would not combine. So that's the Gemara's question. But Taisa comes to explain, once we introduce that Mishnah, Mesechtas Kelim, Taisa explains that that order is specific. And that is, Davka B'kai Gavna, specifically like that, the way it's mentioned, as we quote from that Mishnah over there, HaBeged V'Asak, which has Gimel Tvachim and Four Tvachim, and Asak V'Ar, which has Four Tvachim and Five Tvachim, respectively. And each one, the one right near it, in that order, it combines. Of HaBeged V'Ar, but a garment out of wool and linen, together with a leather garment, or V'Asak V'Mapitz, or that other sackcloth with that of the reed mat, Ein mitzvah, and that wouldn't combine. And the reason is, she'ein ruin l'schar b'yachad, they're not really fit to be combined together, because leather is thick, and the garment is thin, and they don't really go well together. And even v'amechaber, even someone that actually does put it together, but l'daitai, his intention is nullified, v'ein tamei medrash, not going to have a tumma of medrash, even if he would designate it like that. So Taisa says that specifically that order of beged with sack, and sack with leather, and so on and so forth, but not in that order, they don't combine, because that wouldn't be usable, and even if someone would do it, it would be considered but l'daitai. And that's from the Ri. Kinnunek says the Masa begins the words of the Gemara. V'am Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, Matam, Lechulin says, what's the reason? Shai's going to explain, for what utility did Reb Shimon have to bring this reasoning for this din? That is, Reb Shimon is explaining the reason why we say that the beged and the sack, and so to the sack and the ur, and so on and so forth, that they combine for the larger measurement, which is the mokal, to be a mokal of medras from the Zav, is because the mitzvah for garning Tumas Meshav, which is for the saddle cloth. So therefore, that's why we see that they are considered a valid combination, and therefore they're going to have the combination regarding the makabel tumah of the tumah of medras, which Taisus bothered Tim to read. So wonder to the read. The matzar light time. What does Reb Shimon need this reasoning? Because since they combine for tumas meishav, therefore they combine them also with tumas medras. Medras when it's getting stepped on. And meishav is what is used as a seat. Why do you need that reasoning? The hakivin the mitzdarvim zem zeh. But since we see that they combine one with the other. In other words, the Tana already said that we're saying the beged is with the sock and the sock is with the leather, but not with the other ones. Same Cain, if that's the case, so we're telling you obviously that ro lechabin, that they're fit to combine one with the other. And therefore, v'chazul lemedras. And in that way, it is fit for medras, because if it wasn't fit for medras, then whoever would even put those two together would be bot ladaita. So you're saying it's fit for medras, so then v'kibin the chazul lemedras. At once, we're saying that they're considered valid for medras, for being used as sitting on and stepping on and laying on. So she did them in stuff from the Tumas Medrash. Of course, we know that they're going to combine with Tumas Medrash. How do we know that? What's today's question? Because even if you have a pile of yeast, that like it's a hard rock, that big box, which is the yeast itself is the box, which is designated for sitting purposes, that Tumas Medrash, that it's going to have a Tumas of Medrash. Which, because now it's used as a bench, and it's not considered as an eichel anymore. Now, if you didn't designate it, then it's not going to have tumas medrash, but if you do, it's going to have tumas medrash, because I mean, whatever I read, like the Gemara says, the chulin, the chav tesim adav. So therefore, it says, ta'is v'halach over here, but tumas medrash, Ayri, we're talking about over here in these halachas, in that Mishnah, before Reb Shimon that comes to explain it. Talking about tumas medrash. How do we interpret tumas medrash? But they come from the fact that the Mishnah says, ha'beged, that the garment made out of wool and linen, ishleisha, ishleisha, 3x3 tfachim squared is the minimum measurement. That's regarding Tumas Medras, because the linen Tumas Medras regarding contracting Tuma from a dead person, that's a full gimel gimel. It's even 3x3 etzbayis, finger breath, not hand breaths. Kibishleel, like we explained in the previous taste of Mimzayim and Alf. So therefore, if we know that there's a Tumas Medras, so you could designate anything. And if that's the case, so then we of course we know that they're going to combine. Why do we need Reb Shimon's reasoning, his rationale? Because you can make it into one saddlecloth. So when we read, the Ri says, no, the Vadi Hadig Tani, HaBeged Shlesha Shlesha, which was Taisa's proof for Tumah Tumas Medras over here, you're right. That first case of the garment, which is the first of all the different types of materials, that we say the minimum is 3x3 Tfachim, Loi Mari Elul Medras. Obviously, that's Tumah Tumas Medras, because like we said, Tumas Medras is even 3x3 finger breadth. Ava Seifa, but says Taisa, the other cases, the Sak V'Ur Map is that of the sackcloth and the leather and the mat, made out of reeds, Mari Namu Tumas Medras, that's also talking about Tumas Medras. And there, the shiurim are regarding Tumas Medras too. Actually, this has as the original as it's quoted in the Mishnah Maseches Kehillim that says, "Habegish leishal shleish lemedris." The garment is 3x3 tefachim for medris. Mishum gimel gimel to mesmes. But and then it explains by 3x3 finger breadth at spades for mesmes. And then it goes on, "Asak dal al dalat ha'ar hey al hey ha'mabet vavavav." That there, those measurements are shavu bein lemedris bein lemes. There, it's relevant not only for medris but also for mesmes. It's Elash Hashas Mavia Bekaitza. It's just that when the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, it says in the bridge format, and it sounds like it's going all of them on Tumas Medrash, but it's really not. It's really going on Tumas Mes too. Kumesh Rogel Bekam, it's like many times the Shas that it just brings in the bridge version of the Mishnah. Oh, so that's a taste about Tumas Mes Kamar. Right, Tumas Medrash, of course we don't have to give an explanation. Like Taisa is his question. But with regard to Tumas Mes that Reb Shimon is coming to explain, Ma Tam et Starfin, what's the reason that they're going to combine Bishalo Yichtol Medrash, when you don't designate it for Medrash? Meaning, as Taisis is forewarning, if you designate it for Medrash, and then it's going to have Tumas Medrash, then for sure it's going to have Tumas Mes. As the Gemara also tells us that whatever has Tumas Medrash has Tumas Mes from a Kavul Chaimer. So on that is what the question is being addressed. Why then for Tumas Mes do they combine? That's what we're saying, because it's you can make it into all together, which is actually the next taste is discussed. That hoy barun l'tami moishav. But that's what it was questioning, not regarding that of medrash. But so, Taisus says, anyways, what you have to say is v'lei tzarech haitama. But anyways, this reasoning, which was Taisus' whole question, what do you need the reasoning for, says, but you don't need this reasoning at tzir of the ur mappets. The last case regarding combining leather and the reed mat, that you don't need Reb Shimon's reasoning. Why? Because the mabitz lemetame b'mez, because we just explained the other cases we're asking regarding Tumas Mes, when you didn't designate for medrash, says Taisus, the reed mat does not contract Tumas Mes, elokish or tame b'zav, only if it's going to also have Tumazav. The hainu kish yichtu lemedrash, that's already Tumah when you designate it for medrash. Now, if you designate for medrash, then obviously you're going to have automatic Tumas Mes. And if you're not going to designate medrash, you're not going to have Tumas Mes. So, and Taisus explains the reason why mabitz actually has Tumas Mes, is because of Mekavel Chaymer, the Pachay Ketanim. It's learned to have a Mekavel Chaymer from the small jugs, can read in Perek Rebekiva, like the Gemara says later on the Pedalma base, where it says, just like small earthenware jugs, which cannot have to Mezav, because no one's sitting on that. It can't sustain a person's weight. And there's no Magazav, because Klicheris does not become Tummy from the outside, only from its airspace, and since such a narrow opening, he can't get his finger inside. And even so as Tumas Mes in the oil, like it says, V'chol Kli Pasuach, the Kavel Chaymer for the Mappets, which has Tumazav, for sure is going to have Tumas Mes, but that's all based on the Tumazav, and only then does it have Tumas Mes. So therefore, there you don't have to say the reasoning of Reb Shimon, because once you know it has Tumas Medrash, we know automatically that it's going to have Tumas Mes. Stais explained that Reb Shimon seemingly did not have to bring his reasoning. Why do we combine them with Tumas Medrash? Because obviously, since it's fit to utilize them for Tumas Medrash, of course you're going to be able to combine them with Tumas Medrash, because anything that you designate that could be used for Medrash, which we're saying it is, like even a pile of yeast, if you designate it sitting, it has Tumas Medrash. Rather, Tais explained that the reasoning of Reb Shimon was specifically regarding the other case of a sak va'ar for Tumas Mes, because although by garment we're talking about Tumas Medrash, because it says 3x3 tefachim, but the sak and the ar, there, the halacha of Tumas Mes and Medrash is the same, unlike by that of Beged, which is by Tumas Mes actually 3x3 its place. And therefore, you have to give a reasoning why they combine it with Tumas Mes. But then Taisus adds on, he says, but you don't need the reasoning for the last case of Ar Mappets, because since the Mappets, anyways, does not have Tumas Mes unless it has Tumazav, and therefore we say, of course, it's going to have Tumas Mes because of the Tumazav that it has with it too. Taisus the Master begins words of the Gemara. Hayil v'ru'uin l'tamei Moishev. Since it's fit to have the tumah of Moishev of a seat, which Taisus can explain, what do you gain with this reasoning of Reb Shimon? That he says the reason why you combine all these different materials for the laws of tumah is because you could combine them for tumas of Moishev for the saddlecloth with Pirish B'Kunj, as Rashi explains, that imkitsa mishnayim, if you cut from two of these different fabrics, v'tzirf yachad letloy mardas hachamar, and you patch it together and you make some type of a saddlecloth for the donkey, and the person doesn't mind that, even if it's from different types, v'ahidam ha-ketzei mekulam tefach al tefach, and says Taisus that this is halacha of patching together from all of them a tefach squared, where the me'ila, it's a mishnah mesech, it's me'ila, ha'inu shemein kulam yesh tefach, meaning from all these different fabrics together, you're going to make a tefach squared saddlecloth for the donkey. And a person does that, so since they combine, so therefore that's why we could combine them also with Tumas Medrash. Says Taisus, they near the Ri. But this interpretation of Rashi does not seem correct to the Ri. Because the Matzach, Lehevi Raya Sharun Litzdarev, what do you have to bring a Raya? that you're saying that they're fit to be combined because you could use it as a saddle cloth for the donkey. But lav tami the maishav, what do you mean? Without the reasoning of this seat. We learned that over here from the Mishnah over here that we're saying Sharu and Lestar of Yachad. We're saying that they're fit to be combined together, as the Mishnah itself already says. But he says, hey, in that order, Kamishna Shanum, like the Mishnah teaches, Begad Lasak, Pasak La'ar, Bar Lamafet, the Davka Naket, where it specifically was in that order. Why is it specifically in that order? Because those are materials that fit to be combined together. So we know that they combine. So why would you be bringing the Tumas Meishav to show that they combine, to say that they combine with Tumas Medrash? So therefore, Vanilla Reed appears to the Re, Kamesh Appears Riva, that he says, the Hoyel V'ruin the Tumas Meishav, what does it mean that since it's fit to have the Tumas Meishav? Hainu means like this. Hoyel V'shav V'shurein Leni Meishav, not like Rashi that you're patching them together. It's because their measurements, they're all equal measurements. Meaning by measures, we said they're different measurements. So therefore, how do we know they combine? And that was saying, since the measurements are the same by Tumah of Maisha, by a seat. Oh, we see that they're the same in that context. So therefore, for another context, even when they're different, we could combine them. Like Rashi explains in Sukkot David Zayin Mabes. Now someone cuts from all of them a tefach. Haina, what does that mean? It doesn't mean from all them together. It means from either one of them that you're going to go ahead and cut off a patch of a tefach, not a combination, from each one individually that you're going to take off a tefach. It's usable for the saddle cloth for the donkey. Oh, so therefore, that's why they're going to combine for medjus. Although over here, we're going to miss medjus. Ain't Shur and Shav, although they're not the same. That's the same. But Mitzvah, they combine. However, in the Meshav, Shur and Shav, since regarding Meshav, they're the same. Therefore, for Medrash, that's what Yibshim is coming to say. Therefore, they're going to combine. Now, what bothers Tesis is, if that's the case, then what's Rava answering? That the reason over here that they combine is because, meaning in our context, where the Gemara is comparing the laws of Tumah to over here the laws of Shabbos, by all the different animal foods, because they're Chazud L'dugma. So we understand, according to Rashi's interpretation, that he says that since the seller wants to show all his different types of wares of foods that he has to sell, he wants them to be all together, that they shouldn't fly away. So therefore, they're going to combine together in that context. So therefore, even though in other places they're not really the same, they'll combine, which is exactly Rashi's interpretation. But according to Tosfos, you have to say that they all have the same measurement. What is it? What's the Gemara saying that with when it says kibun chazal dugma? Says Taisa, this is what the Gemara says here also, by the leaves of the olives and the onions, when they're moist and dry, that they combine, even though they're not the same shear. What does it mean, chazal dugma, because they're fit to be as a sample? That's exactly what Taisa is saying, the shi'ur and shabal dugma, that their measurement is the same as a sample. What does that mean? Because it's not, like we learned in the Mishnah of Perkam Tzniyah, that says, dugma. In other words, regarding someone that's storing away something as a sample to show to buyers what he has to sell. So it talks about the shiurim of that. It says that it's kol shu, it's even a minute amount. Oh, helkach mitztarven, therefore they combine the filin and the dove, delay shabbat shirayu. So even regarding things that it doesn't have the same measurement, like in general regarding the food items, but since in regards to the laws of selling as a sample, they are the same. It's like, exactly like we're saying for the laws of tum, according to Taisa's interpretation. Now says Taisa, the truth is, b'ruah didn't have a mutzal minkan hacha, the truth is the Gemara could have also said over here, when we're saying chazal dugma, it could have said also lazer l'refua, that they're also the same for planting and for refua, for medicinal purposes. The Gemara also later on says that they're, for that they also all the same measurement. It's just because not everything can you plant and also be used for therapeutic purposes. Therefore, we didn't say that because as a sample, that's anything. Anything could be sold on Amazon. You could sell anything. So therefore, everything could have that halacha of a dugma. Therefore, pick that. But really, you just come to say the idea that they share the same kol shu, minute amount, and therefore they could combine in these other laws of Aitzah. But then Taisus ends off by saying, but v'hadu kam v'sukkah, Taisus is bothered with the following question. This is the Gemara says in Sukkah, hamaketzei mekulam v'chul, if someone cuts off, this Gemara that we were quoting, from them, which according to Taisus was saying, either one, any one of them, a tefach, so it said, hayil v'ro litlois al gabi chamoyret, because it's fit to patch it onto his donkey. Now it sounds like Rashi, that since it's fit to combine all of them together, that's why it's going to have this tumah of tzira for medrash. Because if not, why are you saying v'ro, since it's fit, which sounds like as if like it's we're fit to go ahead and combine them together? It should have said if you cut off a tefach gimichayev, since that's what it's used for as a saddle cloth on the donkey, which its shear is a tefach. So that Taisa says that you're right. Lashon hoyel v'ro lav davka. The terminology of since and that it's fit, it's not really precise. Because the dafkim osim and toloi biyochlin lekach. The truth is only if you made a parchment and you actually designated for it, then there's tamei tefach al tefach. Then it's going to have a tamei of tefach squared. And it's not enough just that it's fit to be like that. And says Tais, but v'chei metzin lekama, we find such a precedent in the Gemara later on, Perek Omer Rebbe Kiva of Tzadik Amad Aleph, where it's talking about forbidden spices which fell into a pot, that there's certain situations that they combine for the measurement to make the pot forbidden, even if it's, let's say, three different types of spice and each one doesn't have enough to make it aser, that's still going to make it aser, and it says, since it's fit to sweeten the pot and to give a flavor. Now, there it's also difficult because the Havalei Memet should have said, since it sweetens it. There it's not since, it actually did fall, and that actually is sweetening the pot. Obviously, it's tells you have to say that the words hoil beruin are not precise. Here also, it's not precise, and that this is from the Ri. So Tais told us, according to Rashi, that the reason why they combine Batumas Medras is because they're fit to be combined together as a patch for the donkey, and since they're fit to be combined for Meishim, so therefore they're going to have also the Tumma of combining for Medras. The Ri explained that, no, the reason why, since their measurement is the same individually, independently, for Tumas Meishim, where each one has the share of a tefach, and since we find that the same measurement regarding Meishim, therefore they combine those of a Tumas Medras, and that's also the explanation in the Gemara, that the leaves that are moist and dry, they combine, since they have the same share regarding when they're being showed as a sample. Additionally, Taisa says that this, that the Gemara in Sukkot says, Mekatzei Mekulim Tefach, since it's fit to be litlus al-Gamar, it doesn't really mean hoil v'ro, because not enough to be ro, it has to mean that you actually designated for it to be the saddle cloth, and it's not precise. Next, Tais Demaster begins the words of the Gemara Tesefta, which Tais brings a Tesefta that teaches the salacha of bimekatzeah for the saddle cloth seat as a tefach that's going to be mekabotoma. That it says hamekatzeah, if someone cuts from all these different types of fabrics, lamishkav for if it's for laying, so then ein pachas mishleish shleish. Then it's not going to be less to mekabotoma than 3x3 tefachim. But if it's lamishkav for a seat, oh, that's a share of a tefach. And if it's lamaimid, meaning if someone is spinning a thread and he puts it on his hand like a swath of this cloth that it shouldn't get cut from the thread that he's stitching, that shear is going to be kol shu, it's going to be even minute amounts. Again, depends what the context is to say if he's going to have this tumma of the zav, if it's considered mishkav, meishav, or this maimid.